This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Good morning, Ashley. Buona Pasqua. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us once again from Roma.
John, good morning. You are filled with Easter joy. It's so wonderful to hear that. Buona Pasqua to you.
I was ready for you this morning. I said, how do you say it in Italian? And that sounds almost like Spanish.
True. Well, I am very impressed because your Italian accent just gets better every week.
Oh, thank you. Bless your heart.
Bravo.
All right. As always, we begin with the Holy Father. Tell us about the main focus of Pope Francis's message at this Easter Wednesday edition of his general audience.
Absolutely, John. Today, Pope Francis focused on apostolic zeal. In fact, he said that is the support on which all proclamation of the gospel is based. That's where it comes from. So he looked at the question of how do you live as an apostle who spreads the gospel? Well, his answer was that if you have the zeal of the gospel, it means you have to move, because those who proclaim the gospel are like the feet of the body of Christ. And he looked at St. Paul's description of the armor of God in the letter to the Ephesians, and specifically the verse, as shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace, as well as the words of Isaiah, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the one who brings good tidings. So St. Paul considered shoes in the context of the analogy of a suit of armor, because soldiers have to have stable footing in battle. They have to be prepared to run and to move in the right direction. And Pope Francis said that a person who proclaims the gospel today should have that same sort of sense of stability and willingness to be totally unattached to things of the world, but be always ready to move in the right direction. Now, he said that there's a particular newness to the gospel, and one who is filled with apostolic zeal should be open to that. He said those who proclaim the gospel should recognize that the Lord passes by in what he called a surprising way. And if one is unattached to his or her own plans, then you're ready to follow a wisdom, and it's a wisdom that's not of this world. And then he asked some poignant questions today. He said, are you willing to let Jesus change your heart? He said, are you enthusiastic about Jesus? And are you ready to go out and share the gospel? And finally, John, as he finished today, Pope Francis recommended to all the faithful to read Pacem in Terris. So this was issued by Pope St. John the 23rd. 60 years ago yesterday was the anniversary. And Pope Francis today called it a gift to humanity and a document that has not lost any of its relevance. And so he encouraged all in this beautiful octave of Easter to read Pacem in Terris, John.
And that would translate peace on earth. And that important encyclical came at a time when there was a lot of questions about peace on earth, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, exactly. And I'll tell you, that was also a theme today. He reminded all that the mercy of God never ends, even as war goes on around us, as the world is enduring suffering. He said that, you know, the world is these days being increasingly tried by wars, and because of that, moving away from God. But that means that the world needs the mercy of God the Father all the more. And so with that, he, as we approach Divine Mercy Sunday, he recommended reading that document to put one's mind really in the same mindset that we see expressed through Saint Faustina nearly a century ago, reminding us that for the sake of his sorrowful passion, we ask the Lord to have mercy on the whole world, John.
And as a reminder, today is day 6 of the Divine Mercy Novena, and our listeners, of course, can join Drew Mariani in the afternoon and pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and continue the Novena right here on Relevant Radio. Ashley, what is the latest with the Holy Father's health? I see that he made it through all of these masses and all of his functions there during the Easter Triduum.
You know, of course, the Triduum week and Easter is just such a very physically taxing time for all of our priests. And we have to remember that the 86-year-old Pope was just so recently discharged on the 1st of April from that Rome hospital. He was administered antibiotics intravenously for bronchitis. And on Good Friday, just a few hours before the start of Stations of the Cross, the Vatican informed the public that the Pope would not be participating in that nighttime Stations of the Cross, which starts in the evening at 9 o'clock. They said that that was due to the intense cold. Now, we've had a real cold snap in Rome, and this has been due to some very cold winds that have come out of Norway. It's the northeasterly Bora winds bringing some polar air. And so it happened that Easter actually was colder than Christmas this year. And so due to that, the Pope, it was announced that the Pope would stay home and would follow digitally with the events. So today, for example, we see that he was able to stand unaided without his cane as he prayed. He did sit for most of the audience today. You can see that his voice is weaker in general. He seems to have a general sense of weakness right now as he is still recovering from bronchitis. When it was announced that the Pope would not be joining on Good Friday at the Way of the Cross there at the Colosseum, the crowd broke out in a spontaneous cry of Viva il Papa, which means long live the Pope. Now, this was the first time that the Colosseum Way of the Cross happened without a Pope since 2005. And that was when, you may recall, a weakened and ailing Pope St. John Paul II watched silently on his television at his apartment at the Apostolic Palace. That was just 8 days before he passed. Now, interestingly, in dealing with this cold spell in Rome, there's legislation in Rome that heat in a home has to be turned off by a certain date. But due to this new cold snap, Rome's mayor has signed an order allowing the city's residents to keep the heating on and for the next few days due to this sudden drop in temperatures. And under this ordinance, the Rome residents are permitted to use their central heating system for a maximum of 4 hours a day. To give you an idea, today, during the day, we're having warmer days. We'll have a high of 68, a low of 52. The next days are going to be in the 40s during the nighttime.
Wow. Get your blankets. For sure.
That's right.
Well, today is the Wednesday within the octave of Easter, but I understand that Easter Monday was celebrated in grand fashion there in Italy.
Yes, absolutely. So Easter Monday is actually also a national holiday in Italy. It is called Pasquetta, which if we translate it literally, it means Little Easter. And that means that all public offices, schools, businesses are closed on Monday. And typically the most traditional thing for Italians to do on that day is to enjoy a picnic in one of the city's beautiful parks. Now, also the Pasquetta, Easter Monday, is usually a time that is celebrated with friends. And there's a little saying, a little expression that goes, Natale con i tuoi, Pasqua con chi vuoi. So in other words, you celebrate Christmas with your family and Easter with whomever you want. In other words, with your friends. So one of the sweets that people are enjoying during this octave is a cake, a special cake called a colomba. It is baked in the shape of a dove, in the shape of the Holy Spirit. And colomba means dove. And so these are some of the sweet treats that people are enjoying these days as the joy of Easter continues, John.
And typically during the octave, we don't recognize the Feast of Saints because it's the octave of Easter. But today is the feast of Pope St. Julius the First.
It is. And the Italians who love him so much can't miss the chance. But he actually was the Holy Father in the fourth century. And he is called the Pope of Christmas here because it was he who set December 25th as the official date to celebrate the birth of Christ. He died 1,671 years ago today. And he's known as a heroic defender of Orthodoxy. He became also the chief supporter of the Nicene Creed against the heresy of Arianism. And during his reign, one thing we know about the church life during that time is that there was a rapid increase in the number of the faithful in Rome. And so he had two new important basilicas erected. Now, one became his titular church. We now call it Santa Maria in Trastevere. And then the second was called Basilica Julia. We now call it the Church of the 12 Apostles. He also built three other churches over cemeteries outside of the walls of Rome. And today, his remains are there inside the Church of Santa Maria in Trastevere. So this is a day when the faithful will make pilgrimage there to that church. They'll light a candle asking for his prayers, especially over the Holy Mother Church. And one might even leave an evergreen wreath reminding of his special association with Christmas and choosing December 25th as the birthday of Christ. And he is also the patron of the little hamlet of Terzo Cavone, where they celebrate him with 9 days of special masses. Then they have a procession carrying a great big statue of Pope St. Julius I. They go right through the center of town, and it's followed by a musical tribute with a band and, of course, fireworks to end the celebration. So lots of great things happening on this special day, John.
This entire week is like one big solemnity of Easter, and yet the Italians find a way to celebrate Pope St. Julius the First in grand fashion. Ashley, as always, really appreciate you being with us, bringing Rome to home to our listeners. Buona Pasqua.
Well, thank you so much, John. A big Buona Pasqua to you.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Noronha every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.